This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Iranians began voting early today in a presidential election tipped in favor of a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. State-linked opinion polling and analysts have put the hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisa as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, which helped millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions, to be insured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling by a 7-2 vote. The justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty, but that requirement became less impactful when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Cybersecurity experts have begun poring over the transcripts from Wednesday's news conference in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. For most, the answer is, it's too soon to tell. Biden vowed that Vice President Vladimir Putin over ransomware, confronting him rather, no breakthrough in sight. The two leaders agreed to start consultations over the issues. By remote, this is